Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. This morning I have two musical guests joining me. I have Liesl Davenport Wheeler and Jim Pfeifenberger, who are better known as Good Dog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for joining me. And we haven't seen you in Sitgov in a little while.
No, I was trying to remember. It's been either 4 or 5 years since we were here at the Whale Festival, so we were very excited to be back again. And, fun to be part of it.
Terrific. And, Liesl, what kind of music does Good Dog perform?
We sing songs for kids that are about the wildlife in the ocean, so very appropriate for Sitka. And all of the songs are written by Jim, the originals, but the one. Dare we mention it?
Well, we have a mix. We'll throw in a few that aren't originals, but we try to sing mostly our own stuff.
Yeah.
It's not all marine. Our CD is all marine, but we have some songs about other wildlife, too. So the idea is nature songs. Yeah.
Are you saying that there's some children's standards that the crowd shouts out that they have to hear?
Not so much, but we do have a few, you know, like that. So anyway.
Well, let's launch right into a song. What's something that you enjoy playing?
Well, we like playing all of them, you know. But we brought, of course, our whale song with us. This being Whale Fest, we thought the most appropriate one, since we just have time for one this morning, would be The Supper Sea. And this song sort of traces the migration of humpback whales, which is a big part of what Whale Fest is about. It goes like this.
Been a long, long winter, and we've hardly had a bite. We've been living in Hawaii, where the water's warm and it's dark at night. There are songs that we've been singing, there are brand new baby calves. Now we're taking them up north to show them where the food is at. We're gonna swim.
Swim,
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 swim to the supper sea, where the buffets open all night long and it's all that you can eat.
The waters of Alaska are the perfect place to be. When the summer sun brings lots of tiny plankton to the sea, we gulp up mighty mouthfuls of this living ocean soup, because the tiniest of creatures is the favorite humpback food. We're gonna eat,
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 eat till we're blubbery, 'cause the water's full of nutrients,
and that's exactly what we need. The Supper Sea is a place where we humpback whales can find our fill, squeezing water through our mouths to capture fish and krill. Tiny little creatures help us to lay on pounds and tons. Love the Supper Sea so much, sometimes we jump up in the air for fun. We're gonna swim,
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 swim to the Supper Sea, where the buffets open all night long and it's all that you can eat.
Summertime is ending, the days are getting short.
It's getting hard to find much food
of the favorite humpback sort. It's time to leave the northern seas and head back for the south. But we'll
come again next year to fill our great big humpback mouths.
We're gonna swim,
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 back to Hawaii,
'cause the autumn's here and we've had our fill.
fill from the yummy supper sea. We're gonna swim,
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 swim from the supper sea. But we'll come again next summer when there's tons for us to eat. When the buffet's open all night long and it's all that you can eat.
Why, thank you very much. Now that song's going to be stuck in my head all day.
Well, that's a good thing. Thank you. You're very welcome.
So folks can hear this song and more tonight, and you're performing you're starting off Whalefest.
Well, I guess so. I'm not sure. I know we're part of an art opening that's happening tonight, from what I understand. So there'll be art there.
Student art show at Centennial Hall.
Great.
And folks can sort of preview student artwork. And then your concert there that night, and what time does it start?
I believe that's at 7. Is that correct? The concert starts at 7 p.m., yeah.
7 p.m., and there's a $5 charge to come in. And will you have merchandise there?
You know, we still have our Tunes from the Tide CD. It's our one and only CD. We've been threatening for years to record more music, and we'll get around to it someday. But anyway, it's the 10th anniversary of Tunes from the Tides. We released it 10 years ago, and we're happy to have it with us. And, you know, as you could hear, I hope, in the music that we just sang, we gear it towards kids, but we call it for the young and the young at heart. So it's really for all ages. Come on out and hear a little nature music tonight.
Yeah. Oh, we got the late breaking news. Kids under 5 will be free come to this. This is an excellent gig idea. So, Liesl, tell me the backstory about the band. How did you guys get together?
Well, I originally lived in Seward, and that's where Jim and I met. And we were singing, you know, what we call our adult tunes, which is coffee shop type material. We were singing some Beatles and such. And then Jim and his wife had their first child, and he was suddenly inspired to write children's tunes. And so we became a kids act. And now he and his wife have 3 kids, and we have 2, my husband and I. And so we're just sort of in the kid mode, although we do still enjoy doing our other tunes. And we will be doing some of those at The Grind. Is that on Friday night?
On Friday,
so
yeah.
We're going to pull some of those out, and we love that too. So, yeah. So, and then when I moved to Anchorage, we thought, well, I don't know what the future for Good Dog is, but it turned out to be a great move because a lot of the gigs are in Anchorage. And so, you know, Jim can come up and have a place to stay. And it turned out to work out great for the past, 12 years that
have you been in Anchorage that long?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Maybe longer. Cause yeah. So.
And I could tell, unfortunately, radio isn't a visual medium, but maybe you could describe what you're wearing.
Oh, let's see. Well, you know, they should come out and see. We've got some dog-related pants. Anybody who's seen Good Dog in the past and six will remember our sort of get-up that we wear on stage. So we've already been recognized this morning at the coffee shop.
We were spotted at the back door.
Yeah, somebody saw our pants and said, hey, I remember you guys from last time you were here. I'm so excited to hear you sing again. So come on out and see, you know, what we look like.
Well, I'll just say that you two are pro, that you came here dressed for the event. And I and your guitar actually matches your outfit.
It sort of does, I guess. It's a little off-red color, which matches our bright red shirt. But, you know, we're dressed for the event because we're going right from here to the school, and we've got a packed schedule today. So we'll be at both the elementary schools today, and we'll be singing some of the classes, and it's going to be go, go, go.
Well, that's good. We're very happy to have you back in town singing. We've got just like a minute left. Do you want to do a little quick one more song?
Oh, gosh. And you'll fade us out, I take it. Is that what we'll do? Okay,
sure.
Let's try a little Shorebird. You want to
go
out on the Shorebird song? Okay.
So really quick, you can see a Good Dog concert tonight, starting off with Sitka Whale Fest and the Student Art Show. $5 tonight, under age of 5, free. Check out. Here's a Good Dog.
Well, if you like to squish your little toes down in the mud, and if you like to stick your big long nose down in the crud, and if you think a stay-at-home lifestyle is a dud, then you could be a shorebird too.
Woohoo!
You could be a shorebird too.
Well, if you like to eat your meals with thousands of your friends, if seaside dining is the style that you would recommend, and if a little sand mixed with your food does not offend, then you could be a shorebird too.
Yahoo!
You could be a shorebird too. So flap your wings and fly a few thousand miles, then hang out on the beach and nap a little while. Run around and eat what you can find, but then get ready to move again. Don't get left behind. Now if you like to wear a pretty coat made of feathers, and if you like the outdoor life no matter what the weather, and if you think the best way to travel is together, then you could be a shorebird too.
Yahoo!
You could be a shorebird too.